You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
And I think we're going to call this segment Take Your Medicine. You know, The Takeaway is a new public radio program.
It is very
new.
6 weeks old.
That's right. And we've been really, really grateful for all the responses that we've received. And there's an ongoing web conversation right now about some stuff that our friend Stephen Dubner said about local agriculture. There's a comment about Pakistan. But we've loved the fact that we've invited you into the conversation and that you've come in. But some of the things that you've had to say are, shall we say, kind of dark, kind of negative, and we wanted to share some of those today.
Along with some good things, though, many good things.
In the spirit of loving the conversation itself, for instance, some of you astutely identified some of the really, you know, serious tension that goes on here in the studio between Adora and myself.
John Hockenberry was so rude to Adora Udoji in criticizing the way you were pronouncing polygamy, and I just thought that it was nasty and condescending and really cheap. So I think you're covering important stories. I hope that you get rid of the horrible sound effects. Okay, thanks for listening to my comment.
Memo to Dylan, horrible sound effects. Let's get rid of some of those, okay? By the way, that little interaction about polygamy was intended. We actually almost scripted that, but man, I really stepped in it on that one.
Yeah, I guess we didn't make ourselves clear.
The theme of a lot of your criticism has involved our butchering of the English language.
Greg Jones here in South Dartmouth. Please, hurts my ears when I hear words like irregardless, because it's not really a word. It's regardless. Please, please, think of us in the morning. Bye.
Please tell Ada Ora that the idiom is comparing apples and oranges, not talking about apples and bananas. If you're going to use an idiom, please do so correctly.
Greg Jones, thank you from South Dartmouth. I cringe, too. The word just flew out of my mouth. You're so right. Irregardless is not a word, and that will be the last time I'll be saying it.
I never do stuff like that.
But one of our listeners thought the English language, John, was the least of your problems.
Please tell Han Jockenberry to stop saying going forward. It is a meaningless and stupid expression. No one thinks that you're talking about the past. Everyone knows that time moves forward. If you have to say anything, in the future was a perfectly acceptable phrase. There's no reason to ever say going forward. It makes you sound like a moron.
Yeah, well, in the future, I'm going to try to be less of a moron.
Be less of one.
Yeah. You know, the great lesson to all of these is that people are listening very, very closely to our show, and some of you are calling repeatedly.
I do not choose to give you my name, address, or phone number, as it is completely irrelevant. Ada Ora, I'm pronouncing your name the way it's spelled. If you want to pronounce your name Adora, that would be A-D-O-R-A.
So they know more about your name, apparently, than you do.
Well, there's a story behind the name, which is it's a Nigerian name. It's actually a common Nigerian name. It's only given to the child who's born first a girl, and it means daughter of all, and that's just the way Nigerians spell it.
But most of you were very, very polite in your feedback.
I hate your show. I really am so disappointed that you're having Takeaway. It's not useful, and I'm really disappointed. I hate it. You don't know what you're talking about, and it's really bad, especially in the morning when you wake up. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
So the last comment, which we didn't have time to play, is somebody who said, you guys are just too peppy. Put on that other show that was on. I think it's called All Things Considered.
And we appreciate all the comments.
It's part
of the conversation. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Join the conversation, positive or negative.